listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room, and it's Friday. We're going to start this. It's been a productive weekend, like we said it would be. So far, I've been doing a lot of studying and reading and tutorials and all that thing that I need to. And I said I was going to put myself into this regiment of study. And so far, it's been good. I think I'm liking this thing because I've learned a lot with this of programming, something that I didn't know I needed to submit myself to, but it's always good to know and learn something new. I mean, you know, I'm not going to, keep myself from that. So, yeah, so far, we're still about that 95%. I'm kind of like, as I read something, I keep getting into the reading, and it's going to be good for future projects because, I'm kind of like breaking the ice over here when it comes to computer. The technology of this type is not really something that I was looking into, but so far it's on my path right now, and I kind of like it. So, good morning, first of all, and I see that I have my good friends there in the chat room, and I didn't know that there was still some snow up there in the Massachusetts area. Obviously, I can't see it, but they're saying that the snow is melting over there, and you guys are expecting more snow, so be very careful. You know that we were almost on a trip to New Mexico today. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's right there, but yeah, I need to, I know that we have not been, we did a show yesterday, which was very interesting, and sorry, it was full of energy of mine, or that show, but as well as today's, too, because if you notice the title, it's about fake things in the paranormal. There's a lot of other, things that are, like, not so much that has to do with the community itself, and we are just so tired of all this. It's almost like it's hitting very closer, because I'll explain to you this. First of all, each one is entitled to their private life and whatever. You will encounter people that are in the entertainment, and well, they present themselves, and they have the right also to their own privacy, because, you don't have to answer to stupidity. Let stupidity talk amongst themselves. Don't put yourself in a situation where, you're not comfortable with. Because first of all, who are, nobody should be there governing your life. I mean, for heaven's sakes. I always said this, dudes, we gotta act our age. And I have a very close person in which I look forward in doing some paranormal investigations with, because I respect her very much, and she is an inspiration, because I like the style. She won't take, just any sound or anything like that. Behold, yeah, there's a spirit right there. There's a spirit right over there. There's a spirit right over there, And she's pretty much has her feet on the ground, and you need people like that. You need people like that. Maybe with me, if I see, I just saw a light anomaly in this and that, and just to put an example, I'm all, mesmerized by the idea that I just saw something around this area, and it could have been a little flash of your own flashlight, for heaven's sakes, and you don't look forward. Well, Melanie is a person that makes you look forward, and she pushes things, and she wants to know, and she brings out the information, and it's not bad to look up for things. I mean, when we're going to a place and we want to know at least the history of the area, we look up information, and sometimes the information that is provided is very accurate. other time the information that the only information that we have, it's not really something that of significance, but it's there, you know. Well, we use everything. But in the field, there's so much competition. And I'm sure that you have all noticed, there are so many shows dedicated to the paranormal that it's overwhelming. There are so many shows dedicated to the same thing. I mean, you have a guest here, you have that same guest over there, you blah, 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 blah. There's so many. It is. And there are the good ones, there are the medium ones that, you know, they can jump up and down, they will never catch that ball. But still, there are so many different shows dedicated to spirits, dedicated to paranormal, dedicated to so many things, as well as activities, as well as tours, as well as you name it. You know, there's a lot of information out there. Now, in the competition of information, there are those that want to, you know, that is all about the ghost stories and all that. And then there are all those that are all about talking of those or trying to debunk. They're not debunking anymore paranormal activity. They're debunking now whoever is the investigator. You know what I mean? So it's the opposite. It has nothing to do with the paranormal. But what they do not understand is this, right? Not because you are in the paranormal field that makes you a public figure, right? So most people that are investigators, that are sharing, that have their websites, that have people that they visit, that hold their meetings weekly, they gather. These people become people very known and respected amongst the community, because it just takes, oh yes, I acknowledge, oh yeah, I had a talk, or we had a talk over this, and they're going there, and we went there, and you know, there's supposed to be something good, but it's not always that. And thank the creator that it's not all, and it doesn't affect everybody, but just there's a group of small people that are just so disruptive in their way that you expect them to be kids. You want them to be kids to other understand, you know, that, oh, that's very childish. But when you look at them, that they can be all very much respected. They're idiots. I mean, I'm looking at, and I receive information, very close information, is that they're attacking me. They're saying this, they're saying that. How stupid it is. And for anyone else that follows that, seriously, for anyone else that follows that, that it makes it even more dumber. And I, you know, frankly, I am not afraid to start things all over again. I'm really not. And it looks like it's all going in towards that direction. I mean, we are about to share good stories and make good stories, right? That has to do with spirit. So whatever I'm doing over here has nothing to do with those bunch of freaks, you know. And believe me, has been. Maybe they had a big show back then. Maybe they were, like, very respected in the community and this and that. And right now, I'm going to disface in this. Hey, if there was somebody that went through some serious crap last year, only once that we participated in something that did not go as planned. We did, all right? Though we didn't have anything to do with the planning of it. I'm sure that if it would have been all in our hands, it would have been more different. because, hey, I would have added more stuff. I would have said, hey, you first, we're going to have a good party. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to have that person. Of course, we would have elaborated a little bit more, but our participation was just as a guest. So when you are a guest in a place, you better show your good manners, right? So you don't often take the liberty of doing this or doing that because you want to be invited again. So we want to be invited again. We do our things in good manner. But it came to the point that that on top of us representing our own show and doing the best that we can, we get heavily criticized by the person that organizes it because we didn't think it was cool to sell tickets of something and then not comply and just, you know, not even show up. That was messed up. But of course, we don't print tickets. I don't even know if there was a ticket printing because we never saw one in park. But there was ticket sales. We were informed about that. But that has nothing to do. That's in the past. So, folks, if I, that was there on that flyer, can see that as the past, and if you have any problems with it, well, go, whatever, business, Better Business Bureau, whatever you need to do, all right? You just do that, but really, don't bother me. Don't go to the producer, whatever you need to do, go there. You're annoying. You're ultra annoying. You're infra annoying the hell out of other people. And me? That was there, you know, the past is the freaking past, right? I had a blast. The if most people, I don't really care what you say. Well, if you don't really care what I'm saying, well, then why you keep on with the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing? Do you have any content anymore for your shows? I don't know. Is your show doing good, whatever? I don't know, you know. That's because why I don't know? Because I don't care. Seriously, as simple as that. I have enough in my hands to take care of right now than to even think that I'm going to take one moment to check what you're doing. But I have a group. And the group that I have, the group that I'm in, the group that I'm part of, right, is for the purpose of sharing our stories and going places. Yes. And amongst that group are the most wonderful people. Why I say the most wonderful people, I'll tell you very simply. Because I think that it is unique. Each one represents a different nation. And I'm talking about Native American people. Okay? Each one represents a different nation. Some of them I know personally. Others we're about to meet. Now, among this group, there is a female that I respect very much. And let me tell you something. I chose two of them. The other ones were chosen by a production company. But I chose two of them, right? Melanie Cadwell, I chose her. And Grey Wolf, the Grey Wolf, I chose him. And they both agree. These people are amazing people. Why I like Grey Wolf? I tell you why I like Grey Wolf, because Grey Wolf will not take crap from no one, and if anything wants to be and it's not, he's not going to stand up for that. You know, he's a very truthful man, and I'm not talking about the Grey Wolf that you are. You know that I'm talking about a Grey Wolf that he has been in the Sci-Fi Channel. He has been in several times on TV. But Grey Wolf is from the Chumash Nation, okay? And he's in California. I like him. He's funny. And I like Melanie. She's serious, but she's down to earth. She's someone else, you know? She's been to places like Bobby Mackey. And I like the way that she does that. Their investigation. I respect her. She's a veteran. For me, she worked in the medical field. Double. She took care of people. People, you know, I I see her, and when I listen to her, and if there's anything that says, this doesn't match, that doesn't match, well, fine, I listen to her, right? But it's gotten out of hand where they're calling, that, first of all, we have nothing. We have no, if there's people that are very humble in their way, I think that I'm the one that talk the most, but still, I don't want to give the impression that, oh, he thinks that he's all that and this and that. No, I've never, not me. And those who know me, understand that. I mean, we do things in good spirit. I wouldn't do things if I'm pissed off. I wouldn't do things if, I didn't feel like it. If I don't feel like doing it, I don't feel like doing it. How many times I've been without doing a show? Not because I don't feel like it. Sometimes I say, you know what, I want to sleep late. And I sleep late. It's good to be your own boss, don't you think? Yes. We try to keep things on a good rhythm, on a good path. We have so much things to do. We have so many things to write. And we have our personal lives to take care of that we don't give time to anything that is, stupidity. We don't celebrate stupid, to put it that way. Okay, some people will put it in an altar and pray, to stupidity. Seriously. Really, seriously, because there's no other way of common sense it's not a common sense. If you're a public figure, act like it. If you're a public figure, know that people are going to love you, people are going to hate you. Not all people love me. Jeez. And this is just for the fact that I just want you to know, don't worry about it. They're going to say bad things, they're going to say good things. Let's take care of them the both ways. It's well received both ways. Don't worry about it. Don't even think, because they went to that place and, money was taken and this and that, don't worry about it. If there is any problem, I will be, you'll know. But there is no problem. It's all in the mental and the mental cracks of the brains of those people that want to make things because they live off the sensationalism or whatever they can bring. Now, if you're attracted to that kind of crap, well, then, there you go. You have a good source right there. But the source gets back at you. We had them on the show. What did that prove to us? That idiots really exist. Seriously. They had to say, hey, you're going to have to take that show off, Tony. Yes, they told us that. But guess what? Now, new servers, new shows, new 24/7 broadcasting is coming our way. We don't have no time to worry about that. I'm not going to give 1 ounce of attention. That's why I'm on Blog Talk Radio. You see what I mean? You won't hear this anywhere else. I don't want to contaminate evidence. Like, for example, I don't want to bring a continuum to something that I know is a lost case, it's boring, it's lost case, it's old. All right, and it only shows bad intent. So whoever screwed up in their production, it's a screw up in their production. Let's move on, okay? And it just shows this. You remember? I mean, I've seen those people in the movies, and I'm talking about the crucifixion of Christ. And when Christ is carrying the cross, and you see those people like there on the side, yes, you, we point their finger, you should die on the cross, move over, you, the big pointing finger, throwing rocks, and yes, 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 yes. Those kind of idiots around the path, all right, those fools around the path, that is what it is, that's what you're following. That's what you sound like, okay? Nothing else. Because if you had a bigger chair, it would be understandable. But no. That's why, very important, to the medias that we're working with, Because our shows is dedicated to bringing the best stories that we can, and when and also a good chat. If any of these traits are continuously followed, then that means that we should move on. I'm serious. You know, we will move on. I'm not interested. And unfortunately, you know, I'm not going to put all the work and all the study that we've been doing into something that is a ship that's sinking. It's already a sinking ship. They have enough time to apply for a submarine license. They're a sinking ship. Let them sink. Let it go. Let's move on. And let's keep it clean. All right? If you had your momentum in the paranormal community, great. If you lost it, reality check. Go and look at yourself in the mirror, see what happened. Try to look back to the old files and say, you know what, this is where I messed up. Does it affect me? Does it affect anyone of my team? Emotionally and as productivity, it does not affect me because, as you see, I can, you know, I turn things around just like you. I live believing of changing poison into medicine. So anything, you know, the smile and the sticking the tongue out at me, it comes in the same. You know, it's seen as admiration. I don't know. I can give it a name to any one of them. But when it comes to someone that probably is getting to the emotional part of being effective, well, then, you know, I just have to step in. I will take care of each member of my team no matter what, okay? Unless, you know, they are the ones that they say, you know what, I'm going to get off the field right now. I respect that decision, all right? But I take care of my business. I take care of my house. I take care of my colleagues. I take care of my friends and family like you cannot imagine, okay? And I smile, I giggle, I laugh, and all that. But I do take extreme care of that. Do not think that for one second if I'm looking forward, I don't have eyes in the back looking also. You know, I have everything, and that part is covered. So, with that being said, there's absolutely no damage, no problem, nothing whatsoever. You know, no hidden agenda of any kind on my side. But I take all of that negative energy that you guys send, and I take it, and I use it. You know? I filter all that stuff. So if I'm capturing your attention right now, grow up. All right? If that is what's, you know, I want you to understand that nothing said, sang, or painted is going to mess up, you know, my peaceful, you know, state of mind of where I'm at right now. I just want to let you know that, you know, because people underestimate. They say, oh, the smile on the face, the way they look and this and that. But, you know, behind the way I look, whether I look stupid to you or not, behind the way I look, there's a big spirit, man. There's a huge, something so big that you cannot imagine. You're just seeing the surface. But no, it's absolutely not a place where neither words or your bad intent is going to find any home. No, it's not. In fact, you know, I encourage you to really take time for yourself. Go hug a tree or something like that. I don't know what. What else to tell you? Because it really is, seriously, it's not personally my problem. My problem is when it it's connecting with one of the members of my group, because, you know, it's that's not cool. But I have to say something. Amongst the characters, you know, there's one that, of course, has a certain status when it comes to a public figure. The other one is not even there. I mean, he dreams with it. But the one that I really, you know, I'm concerned of is the one that exposing addresses of people that are not in the public media, like they're not public figures, exposing their addresses to on Facebook with a bad intent to answer back into something, and the death threats that are being sent out there due to this thing is something that, you know, you are going to be accountable for a lot of things like that. So, you know, it's good time to retract and to kind of like look at the actions, you know, no matter what. I mean, I don't even care where you studied. I don't even care nothing of that. But when it comes to defamation, be aware that these are not public figures, okay? They're not public figures. These are people that are not like in the same business than you are, at least not on the same level. So don't look down on them like that, and don't think, you know, that stunt of putting up their addresses, that you might have taken it down, but I remember and I saw them, and there's people that shared that information. Okay, so you don't know the extreme damage that you right now, that path that you've chosen, that's not of wolf medicine, right? Excuse me. That is not of native culture either. And you must admit that what I'm saying is true. Okay. So I don't know what else to tell you, Mr. Roundtree, David Roundtree, but between whatever is going on with you is not right, because people, you know, if there's anybody that wants to find information or anything like that, you know, first of all, they're public figures. These are people that are dedicated to doing their presentation. They are dedicated to the fields that they are representing. And if anything, you know, they're going to have the admiration and they're going to have the love and hate of a lot of people. That's the fact, you know. It is a fact. So whatever is going on or whatever is happening on with him is something that, you know, Facebook is not a forum for that. Facebook should never be any forum for that. And really, I don't really know. It's not of something that is of my concern. But some people want to save the world and be supermans and superwomans and all that stuff. You know, they want, yes, we're going to go and clean this place up. That's not the way to do things. Okay? It's seriously not. If you want to do anything like that, you take things to the court of law. Like we've always said, you take things to the court. You don't take things on Facebook. When you take things on Facebook and you think that that's the way you're going to solve the problem, you are as foolish as the problem itself. Okay? You take things to court. That shows that you're really serious. Okay? Well, you know, we just feel it. No. The blogs and all that crap, no. You have anything of serious matter to say, take it to court, okay? Don't take it to Facebook. When you take it to Facebook, you look stupid, because people are going to react in two ways. Yeah, they're going to start rallying, and yes, let's kick some ass, let's do this, let's do that, because they love it. And you know the wolf that you're feeding right now. Remember the proverb, right? You have a good wolf, and you have a bad wolf. And which one wins is the one you feed. And you exactly, wolf medicine, know which one you're feeding. And it also goes to the other part. You know which ones you're feeding. All right? Are we going to do right now? We're going to keep feeding that wolf, or we're going to let that wolf die of hunger and you know, go on a peaceful path? That is where everyone should be focusing right now as adults, because all of this foolishness is leading to foolishness. And what if you want to derail someone just because, and let me tell you something, respect a man and a woman's way of life. If they have a job, respect their jobs. Respect that. There's an idiot that has all day to be in front of the computer because, you know, I don't know what, you know, I think he lives off government, right? And has all day to be in front of the computer and you know, for nothing, for no good purpose, just to disrupt other people. Okay, and it's sad that we pick up on the same path of that. Know the wolf that you feed, all right? Know the freaking wolf that you feed. Keep feeding that wolf. That's the wolf that's going to bite your butt, right? You keep feeding that wolf. That's the wolf that's going to bite you badly. So I give you good advice. Take it or leave it. It's up to you. And it goes both ways. It goes to both sides. All right? There's any concern of any matter, you take it to freaking court. Then why does it affect you? Why is it your business? Why is it that you picked it up as being your problem? You know, I don't want to be picking up problems, and I don't want to be picking up other things that is no of good use for me. Doesn't make any good sense if you think. Why you pick up other people's garbage? Why? It will make sense if it's something of value to you, but why would you want to pick up other people's garbage? And why do you want to respond in a way that is so negative? You know, because that shows. Don't ever let the devil know what makes you scared. Don't ever let yourself be all down and crumbled up in a corner like, oh, I'm getting back all that. You know how many bad things have been said to me about me? Look at me. I'm over here. I'm not going to be crying all crying, why they don't like me, they just said that I'm this and I'm that, oh geez, oh that, you know, I laugh about those things. Why? Because I know, I understand what bad intent is. I understand what bad intent is. I understand about the wolf concept of which is the wolf you're feeding, that I don't feed that wolf. Simple as that. That wolf wants to be fed and will always want to be fed. It's always going to be there. Don't ignore it. It's always going to be there. You're going to want to jump into that. And probably you already did, but you still have time to walk out. You still have time to leave it there. An intelligent person will do that. A stupid person will continue. Simple. Boom. You know that I'm not so good at math, but all of a sudden I'm getting good at, you know, this kind of math. So we either are moving by good intent and by good spirit, or you are moving with bad intent and an evil spirit, with an evil mind. All right? Know and learn and assess the area where you are. Look around it, and you will know where you're standing. And then you will know whether you're being productive in it or not. Remember that I said it's going to be a productive week. So let's try to make ends meet. We can't look eye to eye, but wait. We can't look eye to eye, but for some reason we're brought to this. And this has been brought to our attention. Let's not let evil win. Let's try to be the winner over ignorance, okay? And you're talking to somebody. You want to know about my education? Well, let's talk about your education. You're always talking about your rocket scientists and all that. I say that I joke around a lot. I read a lot, but I did not want it to be tested with it because I'm not so good at taking tests. I don't know. You put myself in front of a piece of paper and all of a sudden I just look at it. I don't know. Story of my life. Well, I'll tell you this. I have a GED. but I made it somehow. I was a high school dropout, but I talk about books, I read books, and I studied with, I'm kind of like a self-taught person in a lot of things, and I went through the medical training too. Yeah, because I did go back and took a few courses. Hey, they were free. I did, and I kind of have that, I don't know, it's either distraction or something. I'm overcoming a lot of that things myself. But, you can't haunt me with the things that I already know. You really seriously, oh, Tony, you don't know how to... You know what? I needed to have a digital watch because it was hard for me to kind of know what time is, what is. Yeah, that all happened to me. I'm not ashamed about that. You know what? I'm not. I am not ashamed about that. I am not, and I say it deeply, with sincerity. It is something that it just happened, and some things have grown in me, other things have not. But I do know ignorance. I do know stupidity. I do understand the 10 different worlds. I have a good observation of life, and I share a lot of metaphors, and I talk to people. And I mean I'm an example for all the things that I've ever talked about, and I've seen, and I've grown. You understand? I do surround myself with a lot of people that are very intelligent people. And we have long talks of many different subjects. It's like going, yeah, Tony, you're very good in this, you're very good in that. Many people have thought that I have a degree in education. You know? Yeah, seriously, I'm not joking around right now. that's the truth. And we've talked and we've spoken in front of many people. We've shared details of history that we've learned. We've shared history. We've shared life experiences. We've shared a lot of things. But a lot of things that I have shared, and whenever I have quoted something, and I'm very bad at quoting things, but whenever I have quoted something, I have said that's a quote. I do not take from another person's and say, oh, this and that. When we talked about changing poison into medicine, I happened then to walk across a book that said the exact same thing. And I started studying that. And I said, wow. And that became me. And I said, this is what I was always talking about. It was just something that just grew in me. And I found my way. And I found my mentors. And I kept on growing, not only physically, but spiritually, intellectually in a sense. And I've always said, who's going to grade me with this? Life itself, see, is going to grade you. And I made it something that works with me. That works, and not against me, but that works with me. And we've been and we've seen a lot. So it is only right that I try to connect these people in a good way. First of all, I really think that if there is anything of any concern, it should be treated in a forum that is of respectful when it's treated that way. Don't try to be judge and juries yourself. If you really need to address something that is of that much matter. Go to the people that, you know, that will make it a matter of seriousness. Don't go to Facebook, for heaven's sake. Don't even go to Blog Talk Radio, for heaven's sakes. But it's something that we have to put a stop to it. That's not paranormal. That's not cool. That's what makes fake paranormal, right? It's trying to it's not about spirits anymore. It's not about ghosts anymore. It's about other things. It's about making money. It's about doing this or doing that. They're getting the best. Well, I don't know what it's all about, what it's turning into. But the good thing is that to my nature, my way of being, I don't really, it's not influence. I don't want that to be an influence over my group, or I don't want that to be an influence over the media that I'm working with. You know, because, hey, if I move on, I move on. And you guys can't move on, well, I'll move on without you. Simple as that. It's not going to hurt. It's just going to say, you know, well, then that it should be. That is the most intelligent thing to do, you know? So we're going to, as we are moving into the weekend, we are going to intensify our studies, and we're going back to the computer programming. I made a stop. The stop was for the good reasons, because I wanted to make sure that everything that we're doing is absolutely correct. It's the procedure, so that way not to waste enough time. I've taken, it's taken me longer, obviously, because I do not know a lot of the things that I'm reading right now, so I'm becoming familiar with it. And the only teacher that I'm having right now that is actually helping me is YouTube. YouTube, Google, and all that. You know, that's the only thing that is actually helping me right now. And if it wasn't for that, I would not be at 95% almost there. But that's the fact. That's the fact. But once we get off this stage, and what I'm talking about is our broadcast. Once we get off this stage, because I need to get off this stage, then we will have the music, and it will be a little bit more upbeat. And Facebook, you guys can always follow me on Facebook, or anything that you want, that you would like to talk about, or you think that we can produce together, just let me know, okay? That's why the Facebook messages are right there. You put it in public posts, it's like you let everybody know. But if you really want to work and you think that we can work on something together, just send me a private message, okay? And we'll talk. My hours for producing will be obviously on the weekends, and sometimes a little bit here in the morning I will do. You know that we're going to manage to keep our show, our morning show. Definitely, once the channel is open, we're going to have our morning show. And by the way, WLORR.net is doing tremendously great. I mean, I feel very proud with a repo show that's going to be on Fridays. And you know that we're there on Mondays. If you don't, we're there on Mondays. And you can download the TuneIn app so you can take a listen to the chat room when we do it on WLOR.net. And remember, you know, there's the chat room, we talk about everything and everything. But it's always in good spirit. Over here in Blog Talk Radio, I took this day on Friday because we're going to start the weekend. I don't want to start the weekend with seeing anybody hurt emotionally or anything like that again. And let's keep it paranormal. Let's keep the true reality of the investigations and investigations. Let's not make it a circus of anything that has nothing to do. Okay? If anything that we have said is something that you have found offensive, it has not been with the intention to offend. It has been with the intention to inform. And sometimes we probably, not all the times, are are understood. But in the case of yesterday was pretty intense, because yesterday I saw the chat room and I said the F word, boom, hey, what? I saw, you know, people saying, oh, he said something. Yes, I did. I spoke bad French. Not even French. I don't even know why some people messed up with those words. I've seen that sometimes people use it so commonly, and they're that's like very, very rude, huh? Or not rude. I don't know. I think words are words. So some words should be said. Other words, you know, it's better. It's better always to be an example whenever there's a youth, you know, to be a good example for the youth. But I'm a person that, you know, I'm not afraid of words, neither good, neither bad. I'm not judgmental in that part. So sometimes, you know, I understand that people have things they want to say, they don't know how to say it, and when they say it, it kind of brought the whole room down, or it, you know, made one cry, made one laugh. I don't know what intention, what are the true motives behind the words. You know, that's something that is of most importance. I know people that can't even string a sentence, but their presence alone makes a big difference. People that cannot have the ability to create a sound with their voice, but still their presence alone makes a big difference, and screams and yells, you know, what they're all about. And yet, you know, so any form of communication, let it be the right one, let it be the good one, let it be one that will edify. If there's anything of any concern, oh, why you put your shoe the wrong way? Let that person live with the shoe put on the wrong way. You know, we can do much better things. Look at it as you're driving in a highway. You know, everyone is at full speed. Are you going to waste your time looking at the side of the way the other person is driving their car? No, you have to take a look around you. You have to keep your eyes forward. If you're the one there, you got to be alert of what you're doing. As you know, anybody that looks to the side, you know, is going to step on the brake, and probably is going to be too late. They're going to hit something. So don't get yourself distracted by that, you know. Come on. If I were to have followed that lead and that way, I mean, forget about it. I wouldn't be, you know, hell no. Why would I even wake up for that? You know, not me. I don't think I want to waste time that way. Look at you. Look at the silent room over here in the chat room. I have a person that's waiting to get a beautiful puppy. I have one that is traveling to Albuquerque or something like that. Let me read some messages. I know that I have a number there that people will call, but I don't really feel like I want to take any calls. Okay, I have the good mornings from people. And my friend is in Santa Fe and listening to the show. Okay, Gloria Villa, you made it to Santa Fe. God bless you. I'm very happy that you are there, and I say hi to your sister too. Hoping that you guys are going to have a good time. Take some nice pictures. Santa Fe, beautiful place. Have you ever been to New Mexico? Would you like to come to New Mexico? Just travel, you know. Not that I'm inviting you over. Just travel, you know. Take your time and go around. And know why they call it the Land of Enchantment, okay? Because it is a beautiful place. And over here, they're saying that it's a raining morning in what? In Bama, on the mountain, weather is so confused. Of course, weather is so confused. Over here was very cold yesterday. I think yesterday was more cold than it was today. Today feels good, but yesterday, I don't know. Yesterday was kind of like weird. We do have weird weathers coming up over here, and I read that there's people that are expecting snow. They are expecting snow, I think, up in the northeast. I'm very bad in weather forecasts. Let's do a weather forecast one of these days. And by the way, remember that I said that I was going to put a telemarketer. Oh my God, I stayed there by that phone. I've heard many, many background music from people that say, your call is important for us, so please remain online. Our customer service is attending other calls. And, you know, if you rather press one for this, if you know the extension, I don't know, you know all the recordings that they leave behind. I'd listen to all of them. And we're going to... hopefully have a show with telemarketing people. So we're going to be nice. We're going to be nice because it's a job. Maybe it's a job that I can be doing. Let's do some telemarketing. If you want to do some telemarketing for the chat room, just let me know, okay? I'm going to have you guys make calls to other people. I'm going to make you guys make calls to other people. And that way, you know what? That I had to refresh the page to see. I didn't even know that you guys were there. Look at Lenka, Military Veterans Paranormal. Yes, Sherry and Rita, thank you for being there in the chat room right now. And I'm reading. I am reading. We learn all things. Yes, we do. We have a lot of things to share. And a lot of things that I'm going to be sharing with you is the ghosts. Stories, okay? This is what we have planned. Once I get done with all this, and we're going to use the weekend, if you have any knowledge of computer, please connect with me via Facebook, okay? We'll try to do something, because I have some questions, and I really need some answers. this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be setting up a ghost cam, okay? So that's going to be an interesting project that I've never done before. So if you want to be part of it, my friend is in Santa Fe. Jeez, man, I wanted to go to Santa Fe. Come back! No, that's okay. Next time. I have other people going to Reedoso. You know where Reedoso is? You don't know where Reedoso is, you have an assignment. I'm not even going to say where it is right now. I'm going to give a quiz out there. I don't want to give a quiz every time I open my mouth and I don't know something. I put it out there in the form of a quiz. So if you answer back in some questions, I wouldn't even know whether they're right or wrong. So Reedoso is about 3 hours away from here. But it's a nice place to hang. It's a small town. You like small towns? If you like small towns, you'll like the places that I'm talking about. Olmecilla. Yes, that's another place that we want to go there. I don't know why. It's like, I don't know why. It's just like a little plaza. But it's just like I think I like the little shops and things like that. That's why Santa Fe is pretty cool. And also the areas of Taos, that's a pretty nice place there too. Taos, New Mexico, and Santa Fe. So if you're looking for good real estate deals, and that I have a very good friend that soon you're going to be listening to our show, and it's going to be one of our sponsors with real estate. Yes, places where you can investment properties, places, leases. You know, if you want and look for a nice piece of land or anything like that here in the New Mexico area, you know, we're going to have the phones available so you can call and check out all the listings that they have. And they'll find something that is more suitable for you. Huh, commercial time. Did you hear that? So I'm going to be looking also for some good voice talents during the weekend, so we can do some promotion just like the ones you heard. If you think that you have a good voice for that, you just let me know, because this guy over here is ready to produce some cool stuff. And the good thing is this: everything that we are producing has a home. Everything that we're producing is going to be heard, and it's going to different places. There's a news station, you know, in California that wants our ads and things like that. But we are already working with WLOR with our show. Hopefully, I don't know, but hopefully, who knows if we'll be we're there Mondays. I don't know. whether other days we can, but we're right there, and setting up our new promos. I have a new promo from Scarefest also. It's a big file, but we're going to be listing that in our advertisements also. Scarefest, if you don't know when it is, it's going to be in September. And also Tombstone. Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's today's... what am I doing? That is today's chat room show. So, the number's still the same. 347-884-9592. Now, I have another number. This number is for our news station. It's a 1-800. It's a not 1-800. I have to check the number. I apologize for not knowing my own numbers. But really, right now, don't even bother calling because I'm on the phone. So it's to facilitate our communications with you, and also our Skype will be another medium that we will be using for future interviews. A lot of people can make the calls, and others will just go on Skype and we'll have a Skype session, and that's how I will be collecting a lot of the audio that we'll be using for the shows and that. Remember, I tell you remember like if you're going to remember everything, but what I want you to know is that hosting the chat room is what I'm doing right now, but I will be producing radio. Now, with the producer's hat, I'm not the voice in front of that show, all right? I'm the audio engineer. I'm the one that is producing the show, but I'm not the voice of the show. You won't hear me. I want you to know that. And those shows are shows that go to other places. All right? I hope I'm making sense right now because I'm not. Yeah, I don't expect that because I produced that show. It's me talking there. No, I have other people that are going to be talking on that show. I'm just behind the scene, just for you to know. Nobody will see me. Nobody will hear me. But I'm right behind the scene as producer. I hope that makes sense because many people say, I don't want to be in the chat room. I have other places I want to be in. Well, be in the other places, but I am producing. And I'm not such a bad producer. If you give me a chance, I have a few good, you know, things under the belt. But I'm not a bad producer. I'm a good one. I'm not like the top one, but I'm a good one. I will be on the top, I'll tell you that. Right now, I'm sitting on phone books. I'm getting there. So it's a big dream for me. And so if you have anything that are dreams for you, go follow them, all right? Make them something. You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw. I do this show from Mondays to Friday. Not every day, but I do it. And I do it with love, and I do it with good spirit. So I'm wishing you all a great weekend, okay? Be safe, be loved, and you know that I'm here in case you need me. Goodbye.